Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, it's the Isley brothers. I see Ronnie Isley, 84 years old today. I think most people, though, in our listener demographic would know Shout from Otis Day and the Knights from the movie Animal House.
Animal House or Wedding Crashers?
Animal House.
I don't know. Wedding Crashers, I mean, you know, that's like my favorite movie of all time. But they have that legendary Shout scene as well. And
what do? You sit there, you watch Wedding Crashers, eat a little tiramisu all of the night.
What do? You sit there, you watch Animal House, look up. Damn, I forgot the IG girl that you've...
I can't get enough of this girl.
You've been following.
That's her. I sent it to you.
Watch Below Deck, call it a night.
Caitlin Krems.
Oh,
good God. Mm-hmm. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. They had good vibes at the tap room in Oakland Park last night. They had a huge Panthers watch party. That place was packed. I mean packed. And everyone left happy because they enjoyed all the great Funky Buddha drinks and Funky Buddha food and a Panthers ass-kicking of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hopefully Panthers will do it again tomorrow. Game 2 is tomorrow. You will hear the game here on 560 QAM. But if you're looking for a place to watch the game, Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, you're not going to do much better than that. Tottenham won, by the way.
Tottenham Hotspur, first title in 17, maybe 18 years. Yeah.
So do you think the Dolphins voted to ban the tush push or not to ban the tush push?
My guess is not to ban the tush push because Mike McDaniel seems like somebody who doesn't want to ruffle any feathers around the league.
Interesting.
But I know he's not the one voting. It's Stephen Ross right at the end of the day. But he also, Stephen Ross kind of seems to me like, hey, I'm kind of just riding with whatever. I'm not voting against things if it's not in my interest.
Well, the tush push was not banned today, as we've mentioned. The NFL needed 24 votes to ban the tush push. Mm-hmm. They got 22 votes. So they missed by two. Here are the 10 teams that voted to not ban the tush push.
Oh, they release the votes. Oh, this is good.
The Eagles, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been funny if they voted to ban it. The Ravens. The Browns.
Hmm.
The Lions.
Makes sense.
And Dan Campbell. I mean, hey, I'll push you right back down. The Jaguars. The Patriots.
Huh.
The Saints. The Jets. The Titans. And the Miami Dolphins.
Let's go. Let's go.
So the Dolphins voted to not ban the tush push.
I'm not
surprised. Which is a little interesting, though, because they'll never do it with Tua. They can't risk him.
They'll never do it with Tua. And truthfully, Hawk, we haven't been the best at stopping the run in short yardage situations. And we just lost Calais Campbell. So, like, there would be an incentive to...
Seems a little counterintuitive.
Right, to actually ban a play that the Dolphins, for all intents and purposes, at this current moment, don't have the personnel to stop. Even though I know we drafted a big fat guy who's very athletic and has already stolen my heart with a couple workout videos. Like, I'm all for it.
You don't know his name.
I do not. I'm forgetting
right,
our first
your heart,
graphics name.
Don't know his name.
Thanks for pointing that out.
You were going to hem and haw till you came up with it, came to the realization you could not come up with his name.
Well,
and
typically I have my notes open for what we're going to talk about, and I would have been prepared to have Kenneth Grant's name right away, had you told me you were going with a Dolphins conversation, but my Dolphins notes did not open in time, Hawk. Thank you for right. pointing that out.
You had the tiramisu recipe page open. You're ready to go.
That I don't need a BS about. I have conviction in that take. I truthfully believe
somebody texts in, Hawk is white. Of course he's not buying Tres Leches and tiramisu. Yeah. And that is valid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not a Hispanic household, so... Mm-hmm. That probably is ridiculous to think that someone in Kendall or someone in Doral from Venezuela is buying black and white cookies for their house for, you know, a snack after dinner.
I don't know if my Publix has black and white cookies. I'm not kidding. I don't know.
Right. No, it makes sense.
But Hawk, here's the thing. As somebody who lives in a Hispanic household, as somebody who grew up in a Hispanic household and whose friends are all Hispanic, if I told a family member or friend, hey, you know who has great tiramisu? Publix. They'd look at me like I'm a word only Chris Broussard would use on national TV.
Right. But the reason that they would look at you that way is not because Publix wouldn't be able to make a good tiramisu.
Correct.
It's why would you be buying it there because you get it at a restaurant.
Correct. But
that's all I'm saying.
I'm here to open up everybody's eyes.
But why did you buy tiramisu at Publix?
Well, why not? For the same reason everybody buys something at Publix. It was on BOGO.
Anyway, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Kenneth Grant, by the way, number 13, 13th overall selection.
Oh, guy stole your heart.
For the Miami Dolphins. Love that guy, man. The Florida Panthers and Brad Marchand should be stealing all of our hearts.
You
they
ain't
take
lying.
A game one lead. Hawk, I loved, no joke, I am definitely wrong for my take on Brad Marchand. I have been proven wrong.
Yeah, you got to eat that one.
I'll eat crow for the rest of time over that one. No joke yesterday.
So,
I loved his reaction that led to the fight because...
It was awesome.
I mean, I don't know who he was fighting, truthfully, but the guy clearly just took a shot at him on the other side of the ice.
Yeah, it was great.
And he went right after him, didn't hesitate, didn't even throw off the gloves, went right at him and kicked his ass.
Stars Oilers tonight. Stars are -135 favorites. Oilers +115. You can hear the game here on 560 QAM. Tomorrow night, back in Raleigh, Carolina Hurricanes are -130 favorites over the Panthers. If you think last night was representative of what the Panthers are going to do, you're not going to get them at +110 many more times this season. They are +110 right now, tomorrow night. I'm just saying.
I know we're not, you know, the biggest and most knowledgeable hockey guys in the world, but Hawk, no joke, you watched the game last night. Like, anything give you pause about the Panthers winning this series?
Nope.
Because Frederik Andersen, everything I had read prior to the series, and
they made him look like an everyday ordinary goalie. I was thinking the same thing because we had talked to George Richards yesterday. We had talked to Doug Plagans yesterday, and that guy looked like he didn't know if he was coming or going.
Everybody was saying he was the best player, not goaltender, player in the playoffs to that point, to yesterday, going into the game. He had been the most consistent player in the playoffs. And he looked like he was playing with an eye patch. Could only see half the ice, this guy.
You know what the line is for Pacers-Knicks tonight?
Frederik Blinderson. Knicks -5?
4.5.
Yeah.
You want to guess what the line is? Tomorrow night, game 2, OKC and Minnesota.
It was 7.5 yesterday. Man, OKC -9?
7.5 still.
Okay. I saw Kendrick Perkins today say, yeah, Anthony Edwards, the 27 you were averaging in the last two rounds, cute, but you're going to have to drop 40 a game if you guys have any chance to win this series.
Yeah.
I think I'm taking OKC. Laying the points, 7.5.
Laying the points?
Right?
I don't know. I mean, Minnesota looked damn good last round. And the first round.
But OKC might just be the best team, bar none. Just flat out, they're better than everybody.
But sweep worthy? I know they swept the first round, but man, that's tough to sweep a conference final.
Yeah. But at home? Win the first two? Maybe not sweep, but win the first two at home? Like, Joker is good enough. He's legendary enough to where he can force 7 against anybody. A team as good as that. But are the Timberwolves really that, like, I don't know.
Right.
SGA, just stop flopping everywhere, though, please. Stay on your feet, man.
Matt Mervis is now batting .182 on the season.
Is that bad?
So Mervis was starting today in the afternoon game with the Cubs. It was the DH. Got 2 at-bats, got pinch hit. He is batting .182 on the season.
He doesn't make it through multiple games without being taken out for a pinch hitter.
Anytime someone brings in a lefty, he's done. Period. End of story. It's not even a question. We asked him about it when he was on with us.
He took the very political approach to it, and obviously he didn't take the opportunity on the Hockman and Crowder show to blast his manager.
Would have been great.
Oh, so awesome. But I don't know. I guess we'd have to ask like a baseball person, is that normal where there's guys around the majors?
There
that
are
don't
guys hit? Who don't, who, you know, if it's a lefty pitching, they'll go with another guy. But generally, I don't think there's many DHs or guys who are leading a team in home runs. He's not anymore, but he was for a while, who literally can't get an at-bat against a lefty.
Matt Mervis took one right in the spot you don't want to take one 2 weeks ago for his team, Hawk.
And, that was longer than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, whatever. And McCullough, you know, doesn't let him go out there and prove his worth. All right. We know who won the MVP award, by the way. It was SGA. And the Marlins are off tomorrow. They're back at it. I believe they're out on the West Coast. And they're playing the Mariners, Jimmy. Do I have that right? I think they're out in the West Coast starting tomorrow to go play. The LA Angels, excuse me. They have the Angels on Friday.
George Carl had a funny tweet regarding SGA. Did you see what Michael Malone said?
SGA is the MVP.
Right. Now, Michael Malone, when he was coaching the Nuggets, was adamant that it's Jokic. Now he's not coaching the Nuggets. Yeah. And he says last night, this shows you why SGA is the MVP. George Carl tweeted out a few hours ago, Jokic was the MVP again this season, and it wasn't that close. But I guess I'm the only former Nuggets coach who knows that.
Oof. That's some fire.
That's good.
Yeah, I agree with him, too. I think SGA is deserving of it, but how could you have a three-time MVP award winner have the best season of his career, and he's not an MVP? Like, it just doesn't compute. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, spread it around.
Tyler Hero, MVP, 2025-26 season. Book it right now.
Put it in right now.
Put it in.
I'm putting it in.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Finally, did you see this video? It was in Chicago at the O'Hare Airport. This DoorDash driver over the weekend, Sad, I've been waiting to tell you the story.
I did see this.
DoorDash driver got lost Saturday and ended up somehow on the Chicago O'Hare, which is the O'Hare Airport, on the airport strip, like on the actual tarmac. And he drove for quite some time, I believe like north of 30 minutes.
Very confusing. There's a lot of roads and side streets, you know, at any airport.
Yeah. Before, like, security finally saw this red, beat-up Toyota Tercel from 1999 and found it unusual that it would be on the tarmac of a major American airport.
And even stranger, he was cleared for takeoff.
He was not cited, by the way. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com.
Sorry, Jimmy. Sorry.
Free consultations 24/7. That's better than Frederick Blinderson, which I came up with earlier. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. It is hot today. It is humid. But perfect pickleball weather, which I'm excited for. That is your weather.
How are you at...
Dink Club tonight, baby. Yes, sir.
Dink Club tonight.
Yeah, teams. Dink Club tonight.
You can find Solana at the Dink Pony Club.
Pick up a paddle, bro. Why are you so against pickleball? Pick up a paddle.
I'm not against pickleball. I watched Jeremy Taché play pickleball during the Marlins broadcast the other night.
Terrible form, Taché. Awful form. You got to dink a little bit better. Keep your foot off the kitchen line, too, brother.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Where do you stand on slice of pizza, meal versus snack?
Hawk and Crowder.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, which is a great spot to watch a little Panthers hockey. If you were there last night, you know what I was talking about, because that place was jumping. We had a fun show today, but we did so with heavy heart. If you were listening at the beginning of the show, and maybe you weren't listening at the beginning of the show and you're listening now and you've wondered where Crowder's been the last few days, maybe you haven't seen it on social media. Crowder's father, Randy Crowder, passed away at the age of 72, and Channing has been tending to his father last couple of days, was in ICU, passed away yesterday. And so we did the show today with heavy heart, and we'll remember Randy and think of Channing and his family as they're going through a difficult time. And Crowder will be back before you know it, and we spoke with him today, and he's obviously missing the show, missing all the listeners, and appreciates all the well wishes that he's getting on social media. But I know the Dolphins sent out a little in memoriam today on Twitter, so a lot of people became aware of it for the first time. But Randy Crowder, who we absolutely loved, was, as I said in the 2 o'clock hour, he really was a character on the show without ever having really been on the show, because we loved Channing and Randy's interactions. If you were ever at Twin Peaks when Randy was there, like they were just fun to watch together. And Crowder had a very good relationship with his dad as of late. And his dad, Randy, was just a nice guy to be around. Every time I was around him, and, you know, doted on Crowder's kids, his grandkids, he had a lot of grandkids, and he will be missed. And so we did today's show thinking of Channing and his family, and Randy's wife, Chinta, who's a super nice lady. Everyone who loved Randy Crowder, thinking of you today, and we extend our condolences to you. So that is going to do it for today, though. So on this radio station tonight, you'll get a little Hurricane Rewind, and then you're going to get Western Conference Finals hockey beginning at 7:30. You'll have the pregame, and then 8 o'clock puck drop. You've got Dallas and Edmonton. You can hear the game right here on 560 WQAM. Tomorrow is another game day, so we will get ready for game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Panthers and Hurricanes, and we will do so on this very show. So hopefully you'll be listening. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.